We are going to talk a little bit about ethics and self-care in the practice of immigration law. But this is really an audience participation question, because I need people to come up and tell me how you, or tell us, how you would proceed in this scenario. And we've picked about three common scenarios that we have seen in our practices, and perhaps you have seen, or if you haven't seen, you might see, somewhere along the line, relatively soon in your career. And it's about conflicts of interest. It's about ethical questions that arise in your practice, difficult questions that we are faced with as lawyers. And there are, I will tell you that there are no perfect answers in any ethics questions, and there are a lot.
Well, maybe some.
Yes. And there are a lot of different opinions as to what is considered a conflict of interest, what is ethical, where do you cross the line, and things like that. All of us took the model professional responsibility exam.
Yeah.
MPRE.
And you think after you take that test, you never need to look at those rules again. But I can assure you, it probably comes up daily in your practice, whether you realize it or not, in different scenarios. So the first scenario that I am going to present to you is in a removal setting. You've got a client, and that client is trying non-LPR cancellation of removal. Everybody knows what that is, right? So 42B. You've got a 42B case pending. And as the case is moving along, it comes to light, that she had been a victim of domestic violence.